Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on, I'm just working on something here. Give me a minute.
No problem.
Just to see. There it is. Just felt like playing this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I think about the fact that we go through those different channels we do to get the royalties and everything, so we can do this occasionally.
Sure.
And heard about other programs that can't do that, and
right.
I just said, trying to incorporate a little bit more music into the show, just because I think on the front end and on the back end, try to shake it up with
more
closings.
Yeah, more music on more.
Yeah.
More music, more fun.
That's right.
More music on more. It's the More Music on More initiative, ladies and gentlemen. And this is one of the worst songs with the greatest intros that I've ever heard, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the band known as Styx. Cue the robot right now. Orchestra! Pony Boy is Matt Blair. He loves to watch anime.
Pony, he is the pony.
His friends think he is gay.
Pony, Matt Bloom Pony.
He likes his mom to Glenda.
Pony, Matt Bloom Pony. Now, Styx was always sort of on the edge as far as being a little over the top. Is that where they totally lost it?
They were, I believe.
Yeah.
And I've been, for some reason, maybe because Kansas performed up here, I've had Styx.
Kansas. The band Kansas is still a thing?
Yeah, you should have seen the poster.
I bet.
Oh, it
State
was
Fair.
Sad. When a band has a sad poster, you really...
What makes a poster sad?
Well, maybe the guy with the eye patch. And I don't know whether he had one eye forever.
That's never a maybe. An eye patch is always pretty definitive.
Unless you're a pirate. But
it was, look, all these rockers are old now.
Yes.
And I'm old, so I can relate. But the fact is that there's old, and then there's just looking really tired and sad. And this was their poster.
Yeah.
This went on there. They had them up here earlier in the summer, and then I went over the
This is Kansas?
Yes.
This is Kansas. And they compared Kansas to Foreigner.
No.
And I didn't think it was legitimate.
No, because Foreigner was a hit machine.
Kansas is just an old band that plays up in the woods of Maine, and they're a little bit depressing if you want to know my opinion. Can I take you my little delay down here?
No,
dead
you
on,
hit it.
Dead on.
You hit Mike. So dust. Was yes, this on ahead. The Joe Dirt soundtrack?
Probably. It's about right.
It might have been.
I think this is where I know it from.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Kansas?
Oh, settle down.
This is a hit. Whoa. Some of these tracks.
But would I be...
Don't you cry no more.
Would I be accurate in saying
that
you compare them to Foreigner, right, Rob? I mean, Kansas was compared to Foreigner
I would say
time,
that. I would put them in that. I'd say Boyz II Cult, too.
And I just don't think there's any comparison whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about music. I think it's fantastic when you think about the group known as Foreigner. What an incredible time it is, because everybody remembers their first time, and then there are some people associated with this show that remember her. No time, WABA.
She's so talented.
You know, a lot of people don't know that Foreigner was named after Oscar Santana.
Mike, do you know how cool it is that you can talk up these songs with just on? It's on demand. Like, it blows my
Oscar,
mind.
To be honest with you, you're listening to the new Mike O'Mara Love Initiative. That's right.
Oh!
It's the Love Initiative on the Mike O'Mara Show. Too many negative threads, too much hate, too much confrontation. I decided that we'd start with some music today because you know what? Music makes the world go round, and of course everyone knows that music is the language of love. As you listen to the song stylings of Foreigner on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It feels like the first time.
It's called a double post over the record. But
well
anyway,
done.
Nice.
Yeah, so,
a
Kansas
double pumper.
But Styx, I believe,
Styx,
an island unto themselves.
And there was two camps in Styx, weren't there? Didn't they sort of split? There was the Dennis Young camp. And then they so there's like, I think, two forming versions of Styx right now.
Well, you need two Styx to create fire, so I can see
that. Or to play the drums.
Yes.
Well, I think people accuse Dennis DeYoung of being just a little too Broadway and theatrical.
Oh.
And really, you know, just overdoing the Broadway leading man thing.
Sure.
I disagree.
I'm sailing away.
My Chemical Romance feel to this one.
Yeah.
That is a melodrama. Here's one you never hear from Styx that doesn't get played on rock and roll very often, ladies and gentlemen. Cue the keyboards. Yes, everybody.
You can see Styx in the studio saying, they'll eat what we feed them. We're going to put this record out.
Now, there's another band that probably, I think...
Before you leave Styx, can I give an offering? This is one of my favorite over-the-top Styx songs.
Here at the paradise.
Well, that's a good part of it.
Yeah.
That's a good part of it. Now, so you've got Kansas,
I don't know
you got
this
your
song,
corner,
really.
You got your Styx, and then, ladies and gentlemen, you really have to put this band in there.
Yeah?
Too.
Oh, not just a regular
I'm talking
Tramp.
About Super Tramp with another lead Broadway singer to sing for you on WYRE.
Oh, this is a smash hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
Want to hear another one of their hits?
Yes, please.
Here we go. This is another one of my favorites. I love this. Listen to this. It comes in real easy with the music. Can you hear the strings in the background? I have to turn it up because I'm down or up or somewhere else in the country besides these boys. Hit that big piano chord, please. I'm waiting for it. Please play the piano now. Damn it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
It sounds like meatloaf.
Tastes like meatloaf.
Hold on. Just a second. You know, I'm going to play along to this one. I'm going to get my harmonica out of my pocket.
Oh, good
right
boy.
If you'll indulge me. Just a second here. Now that's the wrong key. Here's the one. Here we go. Here we go. Thank you.
You're today, like Stevie Wonder.
Is a day you race to Ustream. That was so
run,
on point.
Friends, run.
Man.
There is, by the way, there's a little known late in the game Super Tramp song that I really, really am fond of. And
really?
Nobody listens to this one. It doesn't get played on classic rock. Little song called Cannonball. I thought it'd be a big hit. This would be known as one of Mike O'Mara's big time misses. That's right.
Did you add it?
Yeah. No, I didn't add it. I just played it, but I thought I predicted among my musicologist friends that it would be, hey man, this is going to be the smash of the decade. And then the song just lingered and eventually went away. Talking about Cannonball, Supertramp, WAVA.
Was this record given to you with cash and cocaine?
You know, is
look in the album cover. I think you might like this song if you look in the album cover.
Really? What's the album cover?
That was
what the record ducks would say.
The preferred method of passing.
Payola?
I never got. No, the only payola I got were like promotions for the radio station. That had.
Well,
that
that's honesty.
Here's a free
that's
pair
honesty.
Of sneakers.
Yeah.
But the thing. And I'm going to let Cannonball linger because it's just good to have in the background as we're talking. Cannonball had one of the things I truly enjoy. I love whips in songs.
Oh, yes.
I love whips in songs. I like the Christmas song that has a...
Oh, that's Sleigh
that?
Ride?
Sleigh Ride. Sleigh Ride. I love Sleigh Ride.
And also Shannon's Let the Music Play starts with a great whip.
Yeah, it's a whip.
Yeah.
Whips in music to me work very
is
well.
Is Spoon
cue the horns.
A band from the genre?
Everybody!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whip. Well, it's more like a gunshot than a whip. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? This is them trying
like
really
whip.
Hard. Supertramp was trying really hard.
By the way, this would be this would be good for like a jockey song.
Yeah. Secretariat's jockey would play this all the time.
Right. I think it's from the soundtrack of Secretariat.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Certainly not Seabiscuit.
No.
Whatever. Hello?
Yes?
Yes. Hit the LR button.
Can you guys answer my question? Is Spoon part of this genre?
No,
the band
Spoon is not. No.
Damn it.
What about
I hit my
Rush?
Button again. That button I hit every day now.
Rush is a little album rock.
Journey?
It's Journey, yes.
Like what we were playing before.
They all sound the same.
anyway.
What about P-Funk? Is it part of this genre?
P-Funk?
The Psychedelic All-Stars?
George Clinton?
Yeah.
No, I think this is all, this is not funky at all. This is very white. This is like aspirin. I mean, not to be too blunt. Oh, bless you.
I'm sorry.
Bless you, dear.
Paddles.
No paddles. Sorry about that. Never better.
No, I'm just sneezing, for God's sake. But yeah, so Supertramp, Foreigner, Kansas, and Styx. That team, that I always put them into the same.
You know what?
Category.
That would be one hell of a super tour, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Go see that in Meriwether Post.
Can you think it? Would you include REO Speedwagon?
Oh, yes. You know? Yes. Absolutely. Mm. REO Speedwagon, really? As
in that group of those bands,
but yeah, because Journey of the headline. Journey would headline
because of the dramatic
then you're
vocals.
Getting into a large category, which I think Journey's kind of on their own out there.
That's yeah, I got the new Filipino kid singing.
Here you go, Mike, for REO.
Oh my God, this is a
this
smash.
Weekend. WAVA gives you a chance to win front row tickets to Meriwether Post Pavilion to enjoy the song stylings of REO Speedwagon. I can't fight this feeling anymore. Not a fan.
They had that. Yeah, there were two. This is their sound.
Is this the early 80s or late 70s?
This is mid 80s.
I can't believe half these people don't have some sort of social disease, because like at that point, that's before AIDS broke out. You're probably probably hanging out with all kinds of people when you're on tour, right?
That's right.
There's only, in my opinion, keep the fire one burning. REO Speedwagon song. Turn yours down. I'm playing okay. Two, damn it. Come on. Thank
it's
you very much.
Dueling Speedwagons.
This is really the only one that I'd like to send out to everybody. I hope you're having a fantastic time. We're kind of morphing into a music situation here. There's nothing really I can do about it. I'd like to send this one out to Dan O'Brien's mom, who listens to the show religiously every single day. Hey, Mom, you're Irish, and we love you. WAVA. As soon as you are able, yes.
But this is as hard rocking as REO Speedwagon could get, and that's the problem. It's like they had a governor on themselves. Yeah. They just couldn't rock. I mean, good sound.
This is, I think, let me see if I can skip ahead.
Is this what you do on Rob Radio?
How do you mean?
Do you do what we're doing now, but you do it just on your own?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, I have a blast. As a matter of fact, the most recent, all Elvis this past weekend.
I'll never listen.
But this upcoming week, I get to play whatever I want. So that's the most
whatever
fun.
You want, just whatever like Jack want. FM?
Yeah, exactly. We called Jack.
Rob FM. He plays whatever he wants.
That's right.
It's WAVA, right, in the mornings?
No. You would find it on 97.1 The Wave.
So this is the ending of Roll with the Changes, which is the greatest ending of any rock and roll song that you'll ever hear, in my humble opinion. So, because you'd sit there and you'd have like 5 minutes and 37 seconds to take a dump, and then you'd come back and then it would be like this. And then they're running down. Hey, everybody. And it depends on how big a talker a DJ you are, but you could come in early because they do it about 50 times. Doesn't really matter. Depends on how engaged you are in the particular program that afternoon.
He's right.
I'll talk. Doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to an REO Speedwagon weekend from your friends in Hartford, Connecticut at WDRC. Here's Shiloh with the weather.
Wasn't REO Speedwagon weekend your first WAVA promo or your audition
came in
promo?
And Smokey Rivers handed me some records and said, hey, man, make a promo for this weekend. That'll be your audition. And I brought it into him, and he put it on the air. And that was it.
That's pretty cool, though.
I feel like there was a lot of Hands Across America promos being played as well.
You mean like We Are the World?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of that.
There was some great music back then.
Oh, 80s, mid-80s, probably the best era for Top 40.
Right?
Name your favorite mid-80s song. And find it and play it.
Clear. Not even.
Does Bette Midler count?
Yes.
Not
Beaches
even
gets me every time.
Oh, it's a wonderful. Check it out. see it on one of those female skewing cable channels.
Oh, it's on Wii all the time. Yeah. I'm like Shannon again. She dies at the end.
At the
alert.
End. Oh, poor her. Poor her.
I'm going through and trying to find like 80s. I'm not really good at like Robin.
Hugh Lewis.
Favorite, maybe my favorite record of all time from the 80s.
Who cares about the news?
I like the 80s? News.
Yeah, that was 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I also associated with Back to the Future, which at the time was a life-changing movie for me.
That was on WAVA. That was one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
It's weird, you know, and I think Mike would agree. There are certain songs that sound even better on the radio.
This is so great.
And to hear this coming out of your car radio was an amazing thing.
I love Huey Lewis.
Hold on. Diego wants to chime in.
Can I chime in with the few,
sure.
With a few of my favorites of the 80s?
Please.
All right. So I
this will be good because what year were you born?
1992.
Oh, great.
I just missed out. No, but I love 80s, though. I love Talking Heads. I love Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Both of them?
A lot of people in your era like that. They
Hall
like,
and Oates.
You got Michael Jackson.
Oh, come on.
You got Toto.
How about this one, Mike? I loved this one.
Paul Simon.
You're naming all the luminaries.
Yeah, this is the Boss.
Yeah, from the Born in the USA album.
Jersey Shore.
This is one that sounds like summertime to me.
But hey, I got tickets to the concert. It started at 8 o'clock and it ended at 4 the next morning. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. I was not someone who was enamored of the marathon concert. Springsteen fans?
Yeah.
Diehard, loyal Springsteen fans. The concerts could not be long enough. It was a badge of honor for Bruce Springsteen fans to go to one of his four-hour concerts. Mm-hmm. They adored that. And the work ethic and the incredible stamina of the entire band, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, was per excellence.
Good band. I saw them once.
What about Boston?
Boston is a 70s band, really.
Boston, man. I would say that Boston was probably more than any other band an island unto itself and completely unique in that era of music. And that was the 70s, by the way.
Okay. And also, but would you say that Boston...
Was Boston that, the 70s? Yeah, Boston was the 70s.
That first LP, the one with the spaceship on it, it just was called Boston. When you drop the needle on that,
yes.
Never heard anything like it. Just unreal.
Now, you hear it, unfortunately, too much on classic rock stations.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm a New Englander, and I happen to be sitting my fat ass in New England right now, makes this song pretty special to me. I love it. I do. I really do. That's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Honorable mention in the 80s.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Listen to this. Now, I have to tell you, as a drummer, this, to me, was just a drummer's anthem right here. Just, it starts with drums. You just hear him. You rarely hear a ride cymbal dictate the music.
Right.
And you can hear that. Well, now it's on a hi-hat. But then he moves over to the ride cymbal. I love it. It's wonderful.
This is Mike getting ready for the show in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mike coming down after the show.
Oh, yeah. Down the stairs.
Yeah.
And this is where he's tripping.
By the way, how does my music sound okay?
It sounds great.
Fantastic.
Toon, toon, toon.
Make sure you go to the Mike O'Mara Show merch page and buy Mike's new CD.
Listen to the bass line in this song, Rob. Listen to this. On a piano, by the way. Cue the drums!
That is awesome.
And now that we get a little of that dramatic stage rock crescendo, you can almost use it on Game of Thrones. Yes, everybody! God, I'm already exhausted, and the song's only been playing for 1 hour and 15 seconds. I need a breather. Can you slow it down, boys? Thank you. Take a little breather. Take an Ambien, or perhaps a Xanax. Get in the mood. I should point out to you, though, either one of those drugs is going to take a little bit of time to take effect. but you'll have a nice, easy sleep. And until then, why don't we bring in the lead guitar player so he can play a little solo for you? Because before you go to sleep, it might be a really, really good idea to rock out. You stupid bitch! I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm a little crazy.
Mike, we've all been there. We've taken an Ambien or a muscle relaxer, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to watch the show. Now I'm wide awake. Oh, I can't stay up.
Yeah, my pre-show ritual is an Ambien and 3 cups of coffee, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I thought it's actually exciting to fight the good fight.
It is. It is. See it what is. Happens.
Stay up.
Who's going to win?
Is Khaleesi going to kill someone with a dragon?
By the way, not to have an awkward segue, but would it be safe in assuming, I'm a little behind, but would it be safe in assuming Game of Thrones just rocking everybody's world
this
season?
It's on fire, Mike.
Oh, everyone loves it. Yeah.
I mean, just
I'm shocked we haven't spoiled it, or someone online hasn't spoiled it for you.
It's just spectacular.
Some big to-dos.
I'm almost caught up. I'm almost caught up. But, you know, it's really, really good stuff. I enjoy that. So that's it. I'm out. I couldn't find my Huey Lewis hip to be square.
Oh, is that what you wanted? I can bring that.
No, Rob, here's what I'd like you to do.
He has everything.
How quickly could you send that to me?
Do you have time tomorrow?
Do you have the technology to send that to me right now?
Not from the iPad, because Sony doesn't let you do, not Sony.
Sony!
Apple doesn't let you do that because of the,
He just dipped his hand.
Yeah,
there's a reason. He could say, Sony. I could send almost all of my music to you, but you can't send any of yours to me. Why would that be? And now I get it. All right. Do you have it?
I do, absolutely.
All right, play it, because you'll have to play it. I'll try. Okay. I have to wait for the talk up, but then we'll end things with that, and then we'll start the show, because we're late already.
You've made me late enough.
Yeah. I have like a Russian oligarch super yacht to tell you about off the coast of Maine. Let me tell you about this little ditty. My God, it's got an actual 50-foot sailboat on the side of the yacht. Can you believe that? Time to get the guns, everybody. Start the revolution without me. Huey Lewis. I swear to God, I saw that yesterday.
Really?
A super power like center console with like 3 outboards on the right side of a yacht, and then a big mast, and on the left side. This is supposed to be one of the 3rd biggest yachts in the world, and it's up here off the coast. And I heard this morning, it's very foggy up in Maine, and I heard a foghorn, and it almost sounded like a rapid fire foghorn where there's a problem. And I just fantasized about that yacht sinking. I don't know what's wrong with me. What's wrong with me?
Why are you having negative reaction? We just look for lobster.
Yes, there's no problem with that. Hey, talk it right
didn't
out. Sure, everybody can speak you
the
as
hunt
well.
For Red October end up in Maine? Like that
well,
sub?
It comes up the when Sean Connery's talking to Alec Baldwin, and they've got like the sunset as they're coming up the Penobscot River.
Yeah.
And not only that,
that's where it was.
Red October was Mike's old DJ name when he worked in Maine.
Red October.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I was playing light classical back then. People don't realize that. Here's some Beethoven for you, Red October. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Anyway, enough of our music. This was a palate cleanser, and we have to start the show. So thank you, Huey. Thank you, musicologists. And thanks to all the PDs that came before me. We'll start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That Greg grew up in Detroit.
He told me he grew up on a farm.
Do they have many farms in Detroit?
No, Dina. No, not a lot. In fact, Jack, I should clarify this. I didn't actually grow up in a farm. Per se, the house that we grew up in was originally erected in the early Dutch farm colonial style. So that, plus we had a lot of pets.
Which one did you milk then?
Dad.
Honey, he said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
Cat.
A cat?
I milked a cat once. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat birthed a litter of kittens. Must have been 30 of them. And there was this one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could run, who could, you know, wanted to get up there and couldn't really get access to the teat.
Dad.
What have you. I went in and just simply, you know, just into a little saucer And then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him, Geppetto.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject, perhaps?
Oh, champagne, champagne.
Yes.
I thought maybe we could celebrate with a little bubbly.
That'd be great.
Oh, good.
Good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
What was your text, Huey Not Hurt?
I said I'll send you Huey's greatest hits tonight, but it auto-corrected to Hurt.
Yes.
So it said okay. I was going to send you Hurt's greatest hits. But that's it was a silly text. We never share music. We pay for it.
I cannot believe that. I don't that. I'm so glad I'll be able to order all of it online tonight.
Right? Amazon has it all. Get the CD right and download it.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio podcast, radio show, computer. Loyal listeners get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we are brought to you today by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts. Mrs. O'Mara is downstairs currently actually doing one of the Beachbody On Demand workouts.
So cool, because you can take it anywhere. You don't need DVDs. Proven.
Well, she works out of her iPad. That's how she does all her stuff. If she's not out running or power walking and she's in the house and getting an arm workout, she uses Beachbody On Demand.
Yay for Carla.
Accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device, Oscar said.
Mike, the wedding is right around the corner, and the 21-day fix is going to get me there because the tux is a little snug right now.
No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. Beachbody On Demand has programs like, he mentioned it, 21-day fix, P90X, Insanity, 3-week yoga. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts. They got tons of them. You can design your workout schedule from over 600 different workouts. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate. That is a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has over 1 million members. TMOS listeners can get a 30-day free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and we thank you. It's winding down for me up in the Great White North. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, just briefly, since I just mentioned my wedding, I would be remiss, and I wanted to mention this yesterday. We had a heavy day yesterday, Mike. Today is a fun, light day.
Yes.
And I don't even know how to say thank you to this, because I feel it's a little embarrassing, and then
you can tell it to me in private
awkward.
If you want.
But on Friday's show, after Friday's show, Rob and I were sitting here in studio, and for some time now, I've mentioned that I was going to put an Amazon registry up for the show, right?
Yes,
for my wedding, and it was kind of tongue in cheek, just kind of reminding people that you can do that, and. Pony asked me, he's like, hey, you need to put that registry together. And I said, okay, fine. So I just I knocked it out. And as I was putting it together in front of Rob Spiewak, I said to him, I said,
why'd you say it like Bill O'Reilly?
Because I said, Rob, I don't feel comfortable putting this together. A, people aren't coming to my wedding. Usually you put a registry together, people are coming to your wedding outside of your family,
true,
right?
True, true.
And then B, I don't want for anything because I have everything I need. I don't need anything else. And he said, well, don't you have like things you would like, but you don't necessarily need? And I said, yes. He goes, put a wish list together. That's what a wedding is for. And if you're lucky, you only do it once, right?
Right. That's true.
You
it's
only
a wish
do
list.
It once. Mm-hmm. So I put a wish list together on Amazon. I left the show on Saturday night. But Shannon goes, did you put the registry together? She's been asking me for weeks. And I said, yes, it's online now. I looked on the page and 8 items have been had been purchased already. And by I mean 8 items that I never thought I'd even purchase for
myself.
How
did they even find it? You didn't announce it.
I don't know. I don't know.
But people are generous.
They found
they truly
it.
Are.
And to the TMOS fan club and anyone who participated, I will thank you to a man and to a woman. I am overwhelmed. Shay and I were shocked.
This blows my mind. I guarantee you there is no one, and I'm the recipient. I mean, if you think I've forgotten about my little trip to Augusta to see the Masters, I haven't forgotten that. We have a, you know,
humbled.
I never fail to be humbled by how incredible people are and wonderful out there. And we may joke about things like gifts for my kid and things along those lines, but it's really something that they get the fact. The fact is that, you know, we enjoy so many perks by doing this show, and one of the greatest things we do enjoy is the fact that our listeners are so plugged into our regular lives.
Yeah, and
that makes me feel happy.
And they get it, Mike, and I'd be remiss not to say thank you and to say...
It's nice of you to do that.
And to say that...
keep them coming, right?
Yeah, you just search Katie or Santana. You'll find it right there. Everything that's left is plates.
That's C-A-D-Y,
C-A-D-Y. Yes. Thank you. I think yesterday I was having a conversation with my sister. I said, you know, like you just, when you don't expect anything, you don't expect anything. And when something happens, it makes you feel so loved.
It makes it all the sweeter.
It's just
good
amazing.
For you.
And the
I'm
registry went you. Really well after I explained to him the difference between dinnerware and flatware.
He did have to do that.
Because it actually escalated Mike to an argument.
Yeah,
it
did.
Have to do that. Well, he's a rube. You have to remember that to start with.
And he came out swinging. I said,
they're all just plates, man.
I said, no, flatwares, knives, and forks. He said, what do you use, chinettes? I said, that's really not the issue here.
Yeah.
The issue is you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, as Oscar's talking about that, you know what happens to me? This is me and swimming in the land of Lake Mead. I'm happy for Oscar.
Me too.
But where does my mind go? My mind goes to the fact that I'm not going to Ben's wedding, and I feel horrible.
Oh, I thought your mind was going to say that you can't register until you get married again.
No, and I still haven't heard from him, and I'm just freaked out. I'm freaked
out.
Oh,
he hasn't replied?
No.
I got him a sweet gift.
Yeah.
I just don't know whether he's gotten it or whether he would know. I sent it to his fiance.
He's probably, Mike, I have to be fair to Ben.
I'm not attacking
Ben. If he's anything like me, he probably hasn't had a chance.
Hope he is.
He hasn't had a chance to look at that registry. I just went there because I got a heads up. Hey, something special has happened.
And also you could track the package to see if it's been delivered yet by going to your Amazon account.
Yeah, you just ordered it last week. It probably just went out this week. You're good to go.
I think it's great that listeners do
amazing
that
stuff. Yeah.
I think that's really
humbling,
really, terrific.
Thank you so much.
Carrie's already.
I'd like to announce today that I'm putting out the Mike O'Mara wish list for life.
Oh, a life wish list?
Don't have to be. No, I'm not.
What's left after the two hips, Mike?
Nothing, to be honest with you. And you know
hats.
What, you know what Florida Blue does?
Box with handles on it.
Thank you. By the way, Carla's stretching me 3 times a day now, bringing my knee up to my chest.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And really making a difference on me.
There goes the death pool.
I've still got a long way to go. I've truly got
circulation's
like,
key to survival, Mike.
Ask anyone at the Washington
Renaud's,
Post.
Renaud's syndrome, where if I get hot and cold, my mom gets that. Yeah, I get that.
Mis manitos.
That's a lot of young kids get that.
It's the kids' disease.
It is the kids' disease.
Well, you know why they get it.
It's youthful.
You know what? You're an ass.
I know.
But anyway.
Hey, I'm right there with you. You're going to outlive me. You know that.
Does she stretch out your little fingers and your hands?
No. She takes my... This is for a hip stretch, and the guy at physical therapy did it, and then I had her do it. And, you know... And
she's supportive?
She's very... Well, it takes a while to get her to do it, to be honest with you. But
begging?
You know, at the... I mean, because it's a process that she does, you know. But, you know, she did the first one, and it was, it was a little painful. And then the second one, you work them up, and you do, this is what I'm told, the good stretch you have to hold for 30 seconds. That's the way it's supposed to work. Used to be 20 seconds, now I think it's 30 seconds. So she holds my knee up there, and the first time she does it, I go, oh, God, no. And that's not the way, and then we eased into, and this morning was a very good session.
Oh, that's
but
cool. Awesome.
Listen, we have to break because I have to come back and tell you about a heart-wrenching moment that I had yesterday that involved my wife where she broke my heart.
Oh,
where
no.
She truly broke my
heart.
Yeah,
but she fixed her hip, so it's kind of a wash.
Well, no, it's not a wash, Mr. Man, and I wish you wouldn't skip ahead. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. I'll tell you about a home project gone terribly wrong.
Oh.
at the O'Mara domicile when we come back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your team. We call it TMOS Harmony. We're guaranteed you'll find love. Pony matched with his sugar glider. Mac matched with himself. I matched with my tight shirt. And you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore. This will
be that's wonderful.
www.mikeomerashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here with a message about the TMOS sales department is the legendary late actor Gregory Peck. Can we bring him in, please?
Wow!
The best thing about the TMOS listeners, they're like family. A big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family.
Get out of here, Greg.
Oh, I wanted to ask him about the boy.
No, I'm sorry. Let's bring in Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, can you please talk about the TMOS sales department? Can you do that, please?
But the thing here is it's not about you. It's not about me.
It's about the door. Let's bring in James Cagney. Can we bring James Cagney in?
Like the Mike O'Mara Show, get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. Ah, the strawberries.
You sound like Humphrey Bogart, Mr. Cagney.
Well, that's I'm trying to do that. Let's get someone else in here right now. Who would we like? Oh, yes. Can we get the legendary actress Betty Davis to please come in and tell us all about the TMOS sales department, please?
They'll work for you. You don't have to work for yourself. You want to get the word out, let them work for you.
She's too bitter. She's too bitter. Is there a chance that we could bring one more? Can the gingerbread man say, please contact the Mike O'Mara Show at sales@mikeomarashow.com? Well, I just said it. Gingerbread man, what can you say to wrap this thing up?
Feel free to write any morning or night. We're around baking.
Thank you. Here we are. Let's see you in my sales department.
Exactly like I wrote it.
I think this show's done a line of cocaine today. What's going on? Anyway, that's terrible. No, I shouldn't say that.
Wonderful.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
And I think that's what we can all agree on.
Every day up here. Every day up here and down there, I plan my day post-show. And in many cases, post-show is doing stuff for the show. But in more often than not, post-show means getting on with my day and doing a project.
A scarce afternoon, Mike.
A scarce afternoon?
In Maine.
Behave yourself. So yesterday, the plan was to do the show. We do one. We tape one on Monday. We tape one on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to get those projects out of the way early in the week. So we have a situation. I've been looking for a sound effect to duplicate the sound of a screen door slamming.
Oh,
I haven't found one, so I don't know.
But
if
I know the exact sound you mean. It's very, very distinct, and people that have to deal with it, it's an annoyance.
It's a little violent
because a lot of times a screen door will have actually a spring action that will pull it shut. So that's
right.
Nasty.
And the screen door slamming in at our front door has been a source of consternation. Michael takes a nap in the afternoon. Somebody goes out on the front porch. Screen door slams. And it's been very, very frustrating. And it's gone on for, what have I had this house for? 3-4 years now?
Yeah.
Three years or so. It's all the time. And finally I said, well, they sell these little pistons, right?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Super easy to put in.
Yeah. So that was the plan yesterday was that I was going to, well, they are easy.
I just put one in this past summer. Yeah. I know. From experience.
And so I was off to, let me see if this one does it. Hold on. I want to see if that makes the sound.
I spent no more than an hour putting it in. Might have been a little overtime.
It's not that good. That's not really that
good. Use a drill?
Piston's super cheap. Well, they had pre-drilled holes in the door.
Oh, that
so
means
I just had to buy a new piston and just screw it in.
Oh, you replaced one?
Replaced one.
Oh, that's easy then.
Yeah. So I'm off to, the home improvement store, and for like $14, I get this piston.
Sure.
That you attach to your screen door. And before we just had a spring. And the spring
accelerates closing. What the piston will do is it will moderate the speed at which it closes.
Which is the whole enchilada.
They
and
work
by the
in
way,
tandem.
The door is definitely warped. It doesn't fit into the little opening. And because it's up here, it's Maine, it's the weather. It's been even an aluminum, a vinyl door, which
vinyl.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A vinyl siding door. Why are you saying vinyl? My whole house is made of vinyl. I live in a plastic house.
You're better than that,
that's,
Mike.
That's what I...
Vinyl never rusts. Right. Vinyl never... will never corrode. It doesn't require paint.
I don't live in a fancy house with wood and all that.
Artisanal wood.
I live in a vinyl siding house. I'm not embarrassed to say
all
it.
All of Mike's house
is going to give me crap.
Mike's house is built from the wood from Noah's Ark.
It's from Maine if it's on my property.
It's what I live with. Everything has a little coating of vinyl on it. And you know, it,
coating
it
of
handles
what?
A coating of vinyl on
of
it.
Of course. Just, it was they dipped the house, let it harden, you may move in.
Just like that spray on late night TV.
Exactly. It corrects everything. Twice the value and half the time.
Oh, Flex Seal rules. I have a can of that in my house. Fully endorsed.
Look, I'm doing the best I can up here. You please.
You know how I patched my roof?
Door.
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
Don't get on my roof. You're going to be embarrassed.
I'm trying to get the sound.
Did someone just...
So that's the sound.
Oh.
But it's not that heavy.
It's violent.
Sound effects suck. Why do sound effects suck?
So and also, but you see, I know what you're looking for. It's a slam and a rattle together.
Yeah, it's just a slam. It's
what about
flat,
using
flat.
Your little microphone to capture the sound?
Mm. Well, I could have done that before yesterday.
What happened?
I will tell you. So I go to the home improvement store, where I feel totally inadequate because I'm me.
Ellsworth and, Hardware?
No, it was Home Depot. They got a Home Depot up here. So I go to the Home Depot, and what did he say?
Taking over the world. Home Depot.
Thank you.
I'll be over here.
Thank you. Very
if much. Only.
Put your hand up. All right. So anyway... go into the Home Depot. Here's the great thing. I walk into Home Depot on my own and take the first aisle on a pure hunch and immediately, within 30 seconds, find exactly what I'm looking for.
Good
with no
sign.
Assistance from anybody.
Good sign because I don't like the way they're sign. I don't like the way a Home Depot is laid out. It's not
right.
good.
Not it's not easy to find anything.
No.
You don't even know which side to go in. The big side on the contractor side or the big side on the right side. What are you laughing at, Pony? I'm telling the truth here.
It's not that hard. They need signs.
Well, you don't need plywood or 2x4s.
I know there's signs, but it's a big shop. It's a big store.
I went through the same thing. You know what I needed? I needed a grommet. And I went to the lady and I said, I need a grommet. She says,
hardware.
What's that? No, it was back with like a tubing and string. It was in the wrong place.
Well, here's the point of the story is that I found it rapidly.
That's awesome.
I was in and out.
Big win. That's a big win.
And I got into the car after I had a little sugar attack. At the counter, and I bought some Reese's pieces. They're the Reese's Bites. The little Reese's.
Those are addictive.
They're addictive, but they were warm because the store was.
Did
warm.
Did you still eat them?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. So I drove home, and then it was get to the project, and I'm really working on my patience as far as
Mike and it
together.
And it shows.
And so it was, and this could not have been simpler. You do about a quarter inch into the door jamb. From the door, and you put it up there, and I drilled the holes. You drill tiny little drill holes to
pilot
set
holes.
This pilot holes. Thank you. That's great. How did you know that?
I do
that's
a things.
Okay, pilot
he does a things.
A things.
I do a things.
I drilled pilot holes, and then before I drilled the pilot holes, I marked the holes with a little
twice.
Pencil.
Nice, mm-hmm. Very nice. And, did you own it? Do you own a drill, or did you have to borrow
two.
A drill?
Two drills.
Oh, look
two.
At you.
I have two, and I have a ratchet set, and I have a set of tools, a bitchin' set of tools.
My dad's a TV repairman.
I do. I have a bitchin' set of tools. I have tools, and I got a workshop, too, down in the basement.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, not the basement, in the garage. I got a workbench. I've never used it. Well, I've used it to lay out on.
I don't I don't want to spoil any surprises, but we're all getting birdhouses this Christmas.
Yeah.
Carl, I'm going to go do my PT in the garage. You're going to take a nap.
Right. No, you're going to get a naughty, you're all getting naughty pine ashtrays.
Sweet.
They're going to be wonderful.
Nothing beats a wooden ashtray.
Yeah, safe.
Right, right. And cozies, and pine cone cozies.
Are they cozies made of pine cones or for pine cones?
Yeah, they're not really functional. They're more decorative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's only put around a candle.
Glass in it. So I get it done, and I drill the hole. Then I screw in the bracket that goes on the frame of the door.
and then I put the grommet or whatever the little thing is that supports the piston. Mm-hmm. Then I take the piston and I take the bracket that goes on the door. I put the little holes in there and I attach it, and it's perfect.
Oh.
And I open the door and it comes in. Now, the door doesn't close all the way because of the warped feature of the door. But what it's not doing, and what I thought was important, was, you know, we still, when you want to close the door, you kind of have to lift it and seal it.
Yes. Sure.
And so,
did you have
Mrs.
to do
O'Mara,
that in the past?
Yeah, you had to
do
that.
You
in
always
the past.
Had to do that. Just to confirm.
Carla might make a case that that was not true, but she'd be lying through her teeth.
Women love to lie.
Yeah. And so Elizabeth was out there with me, and Elizabeth did the last thing, which was hold the door closed while I drilled the holes from the inside.
That's nice.
Oh, she assisted you. That's great.
She assisted me at the very end, and then I screwed it in, and it was perfect. It was great. And then Mrs. O'Mara came downstairs from Naptown.
Was she visiting with Carrie?
I think they maybe communicate on their schedules. But we have to break. I will tell you what happened when she came back downstairs.
A scarce afternoon nap.
Would you
Doesn't
stop
matter,
it?
I'll tell you all about my date coming up. I got a big date this weekend. Super date. Sexy date.
Nice.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. God, what a life.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Thank you very much. I miss Ashley.
Yeah.
But you know, bless her heart, she's continuing to post to the Ladies Who Lunch page, even though she's out of town.
I had a thought. If I could scramble up a mic and a little board, do you think if I sent it to her, she would actually continue making promos?
Oh, it'd be great.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do that.
I like that.
Send me the invoice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I mean, we're not made of money. Introducing the most amazing bed ever, the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. That's your Sleep Number setting. We've told you about that for years. Now, brand new technology. It's responsive air technology. The bed will sense your every move in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
Yes.
It will automatically adjust to you so you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. God, I want one of these. I mean, I know how great that they've had a lot of innovations. This one just gets me jacked. Mm-hmm. I love my Sleep Number bed, but the idea of adjusting, you know, when you twist a certain way, how many times you wake up, you got a crick in your neck
because
you didn't sleep the right way. It's fantastic. Sleep Number beds, by the way, they cost about the same as a traditional mattress. They last twice as long. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. My Sleep Number settings an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. Right
Atta
back
boy.
To normal.
Atta boy.
Great. Time to meet the bed that does it all. It's only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store nearest you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody. So I get done. I put the piston on the door. Everything's working, and I'm extremely satisfied, even with the most minor of household
projects.
Well,
you see, the thing is that you've got then, you had to line up six holes to make it right, and then there's that moment at the end where you have to put the piston in the door and drop that pin. And if everything doesn't line up, the whole project is shot. And
I
so when you
think,
do that, it's very satisfying.
I don't think it's
as
difficult as you say, because it's really, there's a bracket where you can kind of adjust and slide if you don't get it quite right. And all that involves
is
loosening
play.
The screw. So there's a little, you know, it's not that big.
But still, you nailed
proud
it.
Of
yeah,
it.
You should be.
And then Elizabeth and I kind of give each other a high five. And about 10 minutes later, you know, cranky Sleeperton decides to come down the stairs and look at it and go, it's not right. He said, the guy that was here that put the shower and put a little adjuster on it and it made it, and it was fine. Now it's not closing. I said, but it's not slamming and you can just, you know, you can close it manually. This is basically for opening and closing so that it doesn't make a slam. That was the problem. Now it doesn't. To make a long story short, I got so frustrated and got so angry
that I ended up taking the door off the hinges with Mrs. O'Mara to see if we could make an adjustment to make it just right, and then it was total disaster.
So you now, took out the pin and the hinge and removed the actual the door? Hinge,
I took the entire piston back off the door.
Oh.
I took the door off of the hinges, and then we tried to reposition the hinges on the door that did dick. And I, you know, it looks like I got a quarter of an inch of door that's too fat for the opening. And so the door. So here's where I am now. Okay. I have an option. I looked on the Lowe's website. Okay, it's the only place I could find this door. It was an exact match.
I live there.
I'm you know looking it, up. Do you, I'm yes. just looking. The idea that you can't do it twice blows my mind. Right?
Yeah.
As far as measurements are concerned. Like, mm-hmm. you can't shave it down. You can't do any of that.
That's the thing. I think you can shave it down.
Oh.
Because even though this is not like a door made out of vinyl, this is a door that's got a vinyl coating on it.
Okay, okay.
Inside is that crappy pressed wood BS, and that's probably why
China. It worked.
So here's the thing. This is, and I'm going to talk to Mr. Homeowner himself over here, Oscar Santana.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the plan, Stan. This is what I want to do today. I want to get brackets. Like or vice grips to hold the thing on a workbench, and then I'm gonna get a skill saw, and I'm gonna shave like 3/8 of an inch off the inside of the door, making the door a little. Why are you saying?
Because first of all, it's not a shave; it's a cut.
And it's also
a cut, but there's you have to cut it.
Maybe you could sand it down.
No, you don't. No, you
that's
can't
not
because
gonna work with the vinyl.
The vinyl is gonna have to go.
If you really want to sand something, you can sand it down.
I'm going to do this before I spend $115 for a door that might
What's
not
your
fit
time
anyway.
Worth?
My time is worth. Here's the thing: I got a screen door sitting on my front porch. That looks like I'm working in a junk shop.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. We drove back from dinner with Zach last night, and
you look
and
at it and it pains you.
And it like a dagger in my chest.
Because you've got that beautiful home up there, and you pull up and it looks like you're going to Rafe Hollister's house in Mayberry.
Yes. My beautiful vinyl home. which had a and I think if I shave it, it
well
I'll
here's
have a
the
little...
let me offer a concern. I just to think about it.
The door's too small. I don't think it's going to hurt if I make.
Well,
it
if you get through, if you cut through the vinyl and you're exposing the pressed wood, then it's going to just disintegrate when water gets in there.
Break the seal.
Yeah, don't break the seal.
Well, what if I take the coating that is on the vinyl and re-glue it to the wood?
Now you could do that, but you'd have to get some pretty boss glue, some like. Really?
Well, I'm thinking that might be, it'll be a little lengthier.
Oh, I got it. I can't believe I
they
didn't
talk
even
about
think
trimming
about this.
These doors,
no,
by
Mike,
the way.
Mike, take the effing door to Home Depot, pay them $20, and they'll do it in 2 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what
like,
you have to do.
It's like $2.50
a cut. My mom does
or
that
something.
All the time. She takes it to the Home
She'll
Depot.
She'll take a door. I can take a whole door
yes,
in there.
She's taken everything and anything, and you ask them.
Done.
And you're good to go. You're like, can you just shave this off? I totally
how
messed
much,
up this project.
How much should I take off the sucker? And you're going to go, you should measure, Mike. No, the fact is that it's a...
Just eyeball it. See what happens.
I'm eyeballing. I'm thinking about 3/8 of an inch.
I think that's about right. Yeah.
3/8 of an
inch. How about this?
What?
You use something on your body to measure, and then when you take it to Home Depot, you whip it out and say,
hey,
about this much.
Hey, not that.
I'm not
talking... Wait. You know what? I'll look at it and I'll measure
two fingers.
I'll measure it.
Be like, I need two fingers, sir. Please measure my fingers.
Yeah, the door fits. You know, when it's flush, it just doesn't fit with the hinges.
And is
that
it
well.
Here?
And have Carla help you because you know they want to help Carla.
Well, not if it's during nap time. Is it? Do you need?
It's Rob that said that. Rob said that.
Hey, I'm just speaking from experience. Is the door going to have the same amount off the top that it does the bottom, or
no.
is it crooked?
No, there's plenty of room up at top and the bottom.
Okay,
plenty
so
of room.
Then you're going to have to. You could almost get a T-square and draw a line.
He doesn't. He's not thirsty.
No, I'm saying Home Depot will do this.
What do you mean? What's a T-square?
A T-square will give you a right angle to the top of the door and then drop it straight down. That'll tell you how much you'll need to come off the bottom.
Then it's half an hour to get into town.
They'll do it for you. They'll do it for you. Explain. The top of the door fits. The bottom of the door doesn't. Make the bottom of the door the same width as the top.
I'll just go in and tell them what I've done.
Or you line up the door and then you take a permanent marker and then you draw a line of where it doesn't fit.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to come back on this show tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you that this
entire real men did it at Home Depot.
Exactly.
That this entire project has been completed, and I'm going to rock and roll, and everything is going to be
this fine. Is what happy. Happens when a great team gets together. We find a solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am very right. Look, and that'll be the that'll be the completion of the homeowner projects for the season.
And then the house is perfect, right?
Yeah. Flawless.
But a yeah. total
nothing to do.
Yeah, mine too.
A total
nothing to do up here.
A total
seriously. I could hit the lotto. I could. Yeah, I understand. We got $360 million, Carla, but we got to use half of it to fix the house.
Like, thank you. You're gonna win the new lottery. It's called Power Door.
Right. Right. By the way, I've been drinking
60 million doors.
In the meantime, the last plumber that was here said, might want to test that water. So I've been drinking the tap water, and it's probably filled with poison.
Oh.
So I have to do that, too, or nuclear waste. I'm not sure what
they're
it is.
They're talking about one of the counties down here. I forget which
Montgomery.
One. Montgomery has discolored water because there's too much manganese in the water. They say it's safe. Don't you love that's great when cloudy
manganese.
Brown water comes
Man,
out?
See, those. Well, we let some of those people into the country, and that's what happened. The manganese. The manganese.
Making
that's
Montgomery County water great
I
again.
I called my mom. I said, watch out for the water. She said, I've been drinking brown water my entire life.
Ay, ay, ay.
Cloudy. It's not going to do anything to us. In Bolivia, it's not even filtered.
Couple of last things before we go to break here. I have to tell you that looking forward to my date this weekend with Mr. Marcus Serta. And we are going to dine on Saturday and then off to the Red Sox-Yankees contest. Right. And I could not be more happy about that. It's going to be wonderful.
Red Sox.
What are you
going
to wear?
We mentioned it yesterday, and I'm very happy to say it. What am I going to wear?
Yeah.
My best sundress.
My the last time, have you ever cross-dressed and gone to a major league game?
Mike, when's the last time you went to Red Sox-Yankees?
In Fenway Park?
Yeah.
July of 2004.
Well, we didn't. No, I thought we were together. You and I were together. We went to Red Sox Yankees.
Oh, where you bought the big green fist?
Yes, when I bought the big fist.
Okay,
that was like
so it was
2011,
after that.
2013.
It was after that.
2013, that's, that, 2013.
That was the, you mentioned it because that
was
the last
time.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've actually been in the ballpark. Last time I was in the ballpark, I believe, was Boston Strong when Big Poppy said, this is our effing
Oh, that's
symbol.
Right. You were there for that.
When we came up that weekend, that was just the luck of the draw with that one. I don't
forgot about
contrary
that.
Contrary to popular belief among some listeners, I don't follow tragedies around the country. Thank you.
No.
Might seem like that, but I don't. I really don't
Mike
do that.
Mike pulled into Boston with a door, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose.
Hey, I got it at the Home Depot. They trimmed it down and then laughed hysterically when I walked back to my foreign sport utility vehicle. But anyway,
the Chinese.
You got one of them Chinese doors from China.
So, Marcus, looking forward to seeing you. I'll be contacting you today to arrange the details.
Sorry, he's not paying for anything.
Yeah.
Don't be a cheapskate.
I'll pay my way.
No, treat him, Marcus.
Yeah, he's a celebrity.
I'll pay my way. I will totally pay my way. Last thing I wanted to mention is
this is the credit card that has a lot of money on it, so it should be okay. It shouldn't be declined.
All right. Okay.
Try this one. Can you run it again? Let me rub it on my pants. Try this one.
All I know is his friend owns the restaurant we're going to have.
Whoa! Okay, there's a lot of flaws with that.
That was
statement.
Bad English. Not at. You don't end with a preposition. His friend owns the restaurant where we're dining.
Ah, is it a certain? Is it a like a variety of restaurant? Do you know the variety?
All you can eat.
Yes, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't
Corral.
No, I don't want to specify the other restaurant. That,
bread pudding's extra runny tonight.
Endless prime rib.
It's let's just say it's a very, very nice restaurant.
I bet it is.
Top shelf restaurant.
Top shelf.
He runs with a good crowd.
Holy smokes.
Him and Celine. Will she be there?
What's that?
Will Celine be there?
I don't think so. I think it's just a boys'
night. Boys' night. That's the way to do it.
I don't mind telling you because there are a bunch of them around there. It's a Red Lobster. It's a Red Lobster.
Friday
it's
night, New England. All the specials.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
well,
you
the
can keep the glass.
Red. Yes. It's, yes. Is that? Oh no, that's the other place. I was going to say Red Lobster doesn't offer all the breadsticks you want. They don't do that. All right, I didn't
Olive
get to buy other.
Oh, but save that more cheese biscuits, please.
Yes, Marcus, I'm coming to see you, and then go Red Sox.
Yes,
we'll see what happens after that, and we'll be back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant,
Baby.
Jennifer, with a reminder
Where's
to listen
been all
to
summer?
Him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave.
Bethany.
Your beach station.
Under the bed in a
fun,
WMAL sound
fun,
case.
Fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Meara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
You should take her to Home Depot and get her trimmed.
Yeah. She's in the two. Jennifer's lingering in the too lazy closet. Welcome back. the no flexibility room. Anyway, the mic's not crawling around anymore. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Time to talk about Amazon once again. I love Amazon.com. Our partnership with Amazon, one of the best things that we do, keeps the show alive. I'm also very loyal and loving to Mr. Ryan Oden.
Yay, Ryan!
Woo! Amazon enthusiast. Ryan remembered to tell us that he shops through our Amazon portal, which makes sense because he bought memory.
Oh.
He bought the gift of memory. 512 gigabytes of Samsung memory. Now his computer will remember all the details. Just like chicks remember every detail when they see Ryan's super fine physique, all right?
Nice.
Be like Ryan. Let us love you, too. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Don't forget, back to school, kids!
Yes!
Woo! Amazon is the best way to get those required school supplies. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Go to the app or go through our website. Now, please, without further ado, go spend money!
News!
Jennifer!
Lazy. She's under the bed. She's in the house.
Annabelle.
Oprah Winfrey has a very good reason for never marrying Stedman Graham, and I'm so glad we finally know because I think about it every single day.
Sleepless nights, right?
She wants them to stay together. That's why they're not married. Listen to what she tells Vogue magazine. Quote, "What would have happened if we'd actually gotten married?" That's probably not the way she said it, but I thought I'd do an Oprah... You know that tone where she gives away
perfect.
Cars?
Sure.
What would have happened if we'd actually gotten married? We wouldn't be together. We would not have stayed together because marriage requires a different way of being in this world. Well, Oprah, you don't really know that unless you've been married, to be perfectly
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, that's really true. And if you're lifelong together, it's essentially a marriage.
That's exactly what it is. You don't need the paper.
No.
Here's the further quote here. His interpretation of what it means to be a husband and what it would mean for me to be a wife would have been pretty traditional, and I would not have been able to fit into that.
What
does
about
that mean?
Her?
I know what she can't fit into, a wedding dress.
No, she's on that Weight Watchers kick.
I'm sorry. That's horrible.
That's hit the sound.
Just
anyway,
a quiet one.
She loves
that's not what she means.
some bread. You get some bread.
She says that in the commercial.
I love bread.
I love carbs.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Paris Hilton's sex tape may have made her more famous, but it torpedoed one of her biggest life goals. She says, quote, this is just silly quotes from celebrities news today. Here's her quote. "My whole life, I really looked up to Princess Diana, all these elegant, amazing women. I could have been like that, but because of that tape, I will always be judged and thought of as whatever they say about me. I could not leave my house for months. I was so depressed, humiliated. I did not want to be seen in public." Well,
that's,
you know,
that's a lie. You had this real life.
That's true.
For 5 seasons.
She with Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Oscar. She,
I mean,
she had
Kim
a good
Kardashian
run after this. Yes.
Is going to the Met Ball.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Right. Absolutely. You know what? I can't argue with
right?
you. You're absolutely right. It enhanced her life.
And
yes.
She has nothing to be ashamed of. It was a lovely film.
So now that the looks may be beginning to fade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She looks more like Conrad.
Conrad Hilton. How do you remember your brother's name?
No, the grandfather.
The
man
who founded the hotel.
I thought it was the junior.
No, he was a character in Mad Men.
That's
remember?
Hilarious.
She also wants you to know she had nothing to do with its release. Well, I remember that. She didn't. It was that scumbag guy that
that's right.
You know, that took advantage and did that. And it wasn't. It's interesting to me, though, when you think about that. It was a different vibe. That, no, it wasn't. It was the same vibe.
Yeah,
we all,
and
we all looked
the
at the Kardashian
thing that was
tape
different
the same
is there was night vision, and that was pretty cool.
And also, it was at the beginning of.
She looked like a cat.
It was at the beginning of downloadable video on the internet.
Oh,
it took forever.
Dude, I had to hunt and peck to find that video.
Mm-hmm,
I might have paid for it.
Yeah. I still have a stiff neck. I never even received. She says I still never receive $1 from that video. That is the last thing I would want out there. Yeah. Okay, fine. So she's. It just sounds like she's.
We
already
all have kinda, regrets.
She yes. sounds depressed. Is what she. She's still got all that money.
Well, we should send her some chocolates.
Now here's somebody who's a little different, in my opinion. Helen Mirren. She may be 72,
baby.
But she doesn't want you to treat her like it. She tells Allure magazine, quote, "If people treat me like the age I am, I get absolutely insulted, really cross." I love Helen.
Don't
I love the way
be cross.
I get cross with you. Here's her quote. "I hate when people give up their seat for me. No, no, no. Don't. I don't want your seat." Helen was asked if she had any advice for her younger self. And yeah, she did. She said, quote, "It'd be to say F off more and stop being so bloody polite."
Ooh, nice.
In those days, I call them the Caligula days.
Yes.
You had to. It's hard to explain how difficult it is to overcome the culture. You become a voice in the wilderness. No one wants to listen. Everybody's bitching. The celebrities seem to be bitching.
Yeah, it makes me cross.
Or cross. Don't be cross.
Don't be cross.
This is something brand new, and it's late in the summer, but there are still beach days ahead of us.
Sure.
A company in Tokyo called Bow Divas just started selling a new type of jewelry called Beach Tails.
Oh.
Beach Tails.
Sounds like a cartoon.
Okay. Beach Tails are charms that you attach to the crotch of your bikini so they dangle down between your legs. They're like pieces of jewelry. They sell for around $20, and the company says they're, quote, classy.
That's in the press release?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Well, if they say it must be true.
Yeah.
You can and should buy them. You can go through our Amazon portal. Amazon's got them. You search Beach Tail. Take a peek if you get a chance. I did. And it's really just like charms or jewelry that hangs down between
what about the chafing?
The chafing is not involved on the women
like,
models
like
that I was
giblets,
looking at.
It's like the giblets for Crocs.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that there are those who might buy them. That, you know, there might be some chafing.
There's
separation
rubbing, between the thighs, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they would look good. I don't think the jewelry would swing freely on certain legs.
Yeah, that's but if it did, opinion. What if you put a tiny bell on it, and that way they couldn't sneak up on anybody?
Well, when you hear the bell, that means that things are moving.
That's right.
Or it's and when you hear when you hear the bell going, toot, toot. That means the bell's not.
Sounds like your door.
Moving on.
Let's take it to Home Depot.
Yes. A new study out of Australia found that men who eat fruits and vegetables smell better to women than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
Aww.
Well, tell Rofo he's something he doesn't know already.
How about Mac McIntosh?
Yes. Since smell is a huge part of attraction. By the way, I should point out that I didn't even tell this story from earlier in the summer.
What's that?
Mrs. O'Mara and I went, we did one night at the Bad Place.
Yeah.
And we're only there for an hour. And we came out of the Bad Place and there was a woman sitting at a Wheel of Fortune slot machine next to us.
Yes.
And we even had a conversation with her.
Yes.
And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that she hastily got up. And she said, I've got to go. Or she said something, and she moved on. And I got the smell of death poo like I've never gotten in my life. And it lingered, and we knew it was her. And it stayed. And we ended up having to get up and leave the slot machine.
Do you think it was she brought luggage when she didn't think she was going to have any carry-on? This is the worst flight ever.
That's not nice, but funny. Anyway. Just thought I'd mention it. Smell is a huge part of attraction. It's a pretty good idea
to make sure your body odors
are appealing. So eat fruits and vegetables. Like we don't need to
do
that
be regular.
For everything else, That's ladies right. and gentlemen. And now a little something, something. What Wait. Was that again? She brought luggage
on when she thought it was going to be a day
carry
trip.
On.
Carry on, yeah.
A 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans. He stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work last week.
Man.
The only problem is they saw him do it and the cops were called and the cops started chasing Travis and he gunned the steamroller to get away from the cops. He gunned it up to its top speed of 8 miles per hour.
Look out.
Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him and he was arrested for theft. We're not sure, but apparently Travis was traveling to visit relatives in New York for Christmas. Thank you. I labored over that one. Figured, you know, New Orleans to New York at 8 miles per hour. Maybe, right?
It could happen. Maybe. Yeah.
I'd love to know if I'd get it right if you really added it up. With a couple of stops for dinner and staying overnight.
I'm not so sure he'd need to stop. He could just get off and then get back on when he was done. It wouldn't be that far away.
Ah, people. They are so stupid. We're going to take a break when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, have you gone to your garden and found some tiny little things for us?
You mean the arbor?
Yes, the arbor.
I was in the arbor all day.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's right. I saw you brought your trowel into work today. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by a brand new website you're going to love. We are proud to announce the debut of a brand new source for all your voiceover needs. Introducing MikeOVO.com. Now, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Now it's a cinch to make any voiceover sound the best that it can be. MikeOVO.com brings you one click away from the golden tones of Mr. Mike O'Mara. It's always strange to read this commercial. Whether you need a classic announcer, a character voice, or one of his signature celebrity impressions. Whatever you need, MikeOVO.com can make it happen. Mike specializes in commercials, radio promos, and imaging, audiobooks. She slowly took off her blouse.
Hey.
He had sweat dripping. No, anyway, narration of any kind
that
also.
Type of party.
No, that was open mic.
Ah. Yeah. Hmm.
Take a look at the giant tortoise making its way to the sea. High quality audio with a fast turnaround time. If you can write it, Mike can voice it. I'll read anything. And bring it to life. Just go to MikeOVO.com and contact us today. MikeOVO.com. No job is too small.
Or big.
Or big.
Every job is perfect.
That's right. No job is too small, but there are paychecks that are.
Oh, look at you.
Let Mike do the talking. That's not true. I don't care. Let me open this, shall I, please? Rob Spiewak, the Audio Vault. Yeah, and hey, by the way, that little glitch we had, was that on your end or my end? I'm not sure. Was it on my end?
I don't think we know yet.
But we'll figure it out.
We'll do that after the show. Very good.
We'll hop on it.
I have done this before with the kids to entertain them in the car. If you dictate something to
Brought
Siri.
Along baggies full of tater tot casserole?
Look at you.
Kids love it.
If you dictate really silly things into Siri and have her read it back to you, like lyrics to rap songs and stuff like that, it's funny. So when you get Siri reading stuff back that's unexpected, it's very entertaining. This was going viral yesterday. A mother sent a text to a lady named Rachel. Rachel did some misbehavior in the kitchen, and Siri read it, and it's vulgar. And I like hearing Siri be vulgar. Here's Siri dressing down Rachel. This is the message from Rachel's mom.
Recent message from mother. Every single one of the ice trays inside of the freezer are empty. Really? Really? I mean, how hard is it to fill up the ice trays, Rachel? Can you please fill them up when you get home? And what the actual is the sticky substance all over the TV in my room? I mean, did you guys have a orgy in here? I mean, really? I'm going to bed. Good night.
What the actual F?
Wow. Ice trays, man. Those are a pain in the ass.
My mom would get so pissed when we were kids.
Oh. It was a battle. It was a battle in our house.
Oh, you know what?
Why is it hard? And I'm guilty of this.
Sure.
Yes. Why couldn't I, as a little F stick, just say, clearly there's water needs to be put into these. Let me put it back in.
Even worse.
Bottom line, you want your beverage, you put the ice in your beverage, and you leave. And that's it. You don't want, you want to have your beverage. You don't want to refill the ice tray.
Even worse, my Uncle Dana would pop singular cubes out and then
leave them
and put the tray back in. So you'd pull the tray out and you know how there'd be like a dozen cubes? There'd only be 9 cubes. Because he would just take out what he needed.
That is the worst.
Really a pisser. A pisser every time. now, Mike, here is this is, you know, Pratt Street in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, sure. I sure do.
This is done as a goof.
It's Utah, Pratt.
This is an actual gay street also in the neighborhood. This is
Okay. Do you always have to make it about that? Really? Do you always have to go there, Mr. Politically Incorrect?
I meant happy. What's the matter with you?
All right, very good.
Mount Gay Rum.
This is a great product. This is a barbershop quartet.
I'm up here on the mountain.
And you look.
I have rum. I have rum.
You look fabulous.
Anderson, I have rum up here. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
This is an actual barbershop quartet who did this as a goof. It's a song called Rocket For Me, and they do barbershop quartet.
Oh, I love
with
barbershop.
A thick Baltimore accent.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, listen to the beat kicking out so tight. It's a rocking for me tonight. For me tonight. Well, it came to town. A new kind of rhythm spreading around. It sort of sets you sizzling. Now I'm all through with symphony. Ba-do-dee. Oh, rock it for me. Oh, every night you'll see all the nifties plenty tight. Swinging down the 50s.
Now
they're all through with symphony. Ba-do-dee. Oh, rock it for me.
That's the Pratt Street power right there.
Wow. That is hard to do.
They did it. They did it as a goof, and I watched it about 15 times yesterday.
Symphony.
Now, I got nothing against Daniel Stern, who's a fine actor. He is the narrator.
When's he been in a movie? When was the last time he was in a movie?
Been a while, but I think he's most known probably.
Breaking Away, right?
No, no, no. This is the guy that was in the, what was the Billy Crystal cowboy movie? He was one
City
of
City Slickers.
He was in City Slickers. He was a bad
Daniel
guy.
Daniel Stern was in Breaking Away.
Was he really? He had to be like a kid. But what I know him the most from probably is the narrator of The Wonder Years.
Ah, I was like, I was still searching. And you finally got something that resonated.
So if you take his narration out of The Wonder Years and replace it with a 1980s horror synth soundtrack, it makes The Wonder Years sound decidedly different.
Perhaps we should start by asking you to explain what in God's name moved you to do what you did.
The question is, what did you hope to achieve by throwing an apple into a cafeteria?
Kevin, Mr. DiPerna just asked you a question. What did you hope to achieve by throwing that apple into the cafeteria?
It just makes the show have a whole different flavor.
I'm trying to find out if he was in Breaking Away.
And while we're talking music, did you know, I'm proud to say I have never eaten in a Waffle House. Have you eaten a Waffle House?
No.
Mike, have you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Waffle House.
Sober.
I'm sure. Most people are. Waffle House had their own record label. And the theory was they were going to make their own records to put in jukeboxes in
Breaking
Waffle
Away.
House.
He was Cyril in Breaking Away.
Cyril.
Okay. He had to have been. Well, I mean, the movie was about teenagers.
1979.
So he had to be a kid. Mm-hmm. So they actually got the owner, the founder's wife. Her name is Mary Welch Rogers, and paired her up with, of all people, Buckner and Garcia, who did the novelty hit Pac-Man Fever. Mm. And they wrote songs to be played in Waffle House and released them on Waffle House Records. Here's one of their non-charting hits.
Like on in the background when you go into Waffle House?
Yes, it's all digital. It's programmed to make you feel welcome at Waffle House.
Just say good morning. Have you? I just remember the Waffle House most viral video where those people were getting in a horrible fight.
A melee.
Hey, this song should have been in the background of that fight.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Pull each other's hair.
The logic that they would double dip on that is pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I wish I had one of the 45s for my jukebox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good morning. I'm listening to this song. I'm hungry.
What you want to eat?
Waffle.
There's a waffle in the baker on the grill. We're making bacon at the Waffle House.
They're selling their product.
Making our bacon. Come on in. Have you been doing meth?
Hey, and the winner is Mike O'Mara, the first person to bring up meth, and you only beat me by about 4 seconds.
Hi, baby.
And let us close with this. Everyone is into smartphones and apps and everything.
Yes.
Even Walmart has an app now.
Hey, Walmart is testing out an app that would allow shoppers to skip the checkout line. Yeah. Currently, that service is known as shoplifting.
That's your magic audio ball. I saw that one. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I saw that one coming. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Is it politically incorrect to play this song now?
Only Adrian could answer that.
Adrian, sorry about that. Randy Newman on the Zoo. This is about, you know, not... I don't know. Don't forget to update
Newman
our brand
on the
new
Zoo
app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.